So we moved it. We're not gathering.
You moved what?
We're not gathering on the 30th anymore.
That's what I was calling you about.
Were you? What were you call? Okay.
Yeah.
Were you excited to see that you were going to come?
I was gonna tell you that, yeah, send me these
questions
so I can buy the ticket.
Fuck. All right, so, fine, you know what? You're going to have it. We'll have it anyway.
I had another friend who was going to come with me, too.
Son of a bitch. All right, so, the issue, we have some banners and stuff coming, and we're moving it to the 13th of June. I feel like I've got egg on my face, dude.
That's all right.
Yeah, well,
June 13th.
Wide open.
I don't know. I don't know. All I knew is that the kids did not have baseball and softball the weekend of the 30th because of Memorial Day weekend. So I don't know. I'm pretty sure they're going to have something going on that weekend. So
fuck.
I will
All
see.
Right. All right, let me talk to Zach a little bit, bud. Who's your buddy?
Mike Bielat. He owns Biel Watches.
Dude, that'd be awesome. And we're actually looking to put together, like, not so much a swap, but, like, you got a collection you want to bring? Bring some watches.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he's got something he wants to pedal or get on someone else's wrist to, you know, try and get it out of his store, bring them. Bring out
right.
a collection. Fuck, now I feel terrible.
That's all right.
I was hoping you were calling for a diamond, then I could send you cash, but now I'm just going to send you cash anyway. I'm gonna ask.
Well, I did have a question about
a
diamond. So.
Oh, all right. Let me help you with the diamond.
Okay. Would you happen to have a lab 3-carat oval?
Yeah.
Hi, Tammy.
Oh, hi, Tammy.
We both were talking, so.
Oh.
We both are talking, so it kind of got a little confusing there.
All right, let's see here. 3-carat lab oval. I have a 307 in-house, a DVS1 for
$1,075. Okay. All right. Actually, that may work because she was looking at a VS1, VS2. So, I'll tell you what.
Can I send that in $500?
I think you can.
All right, perfect, good.
Send it to me on memo. Are you sending it out today?
Yeah, I'd be sending it today for tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, that should be fine.
Can I send you the $500 on memo? Then I have to give you my watch. Never mind.
Exactly. Yeah, you sure can. But I'm taking my watch too.
Absolutely. What a deal. I mean, shit. I mean, I got a good deal on it.
Yeah.
And also, thank you for that, by the way. I mean, every time I go to set it, it's just so much smoother. Everything. It's like almost like it
good.
Works like it should.
Yeah.
And did
yeah,
you ever
exactly.
get in touch with Andrew about fixing his Constellation?
No, I never got anything. Any.
I think he's giving it to him. He's just going to give it to him because, like, typical Andrew, he's like, I'm like, well, when do you need it done by? And he's like, well, graduation's next week. I'm like, he's not going to fix your watch in 4 days. Like, you know, let him know after you present it. And
growing up in this business, my dad always taught me the three rules here. Good, fast, and cheap. Pick any
right.
two.
Right, that's right. That's exactly what I told
right.
him. You can't have,
yeah.
you can have it
I'll
good,
do
you can
it,
have it
but
bad.
It's going to cost them.
Right, exactly. But it ain't going to be cheap, you know.
Right.
But awesome. And now I'm actually really bummed that you and your buddy could come. And I'm trying to move it to the 20th. It's been a bit of a – well, we're still kind of doing a get-together, but I doubt you're going to want to drive out for like we're getting together for like – like more of like an every other month, like a coffee meetup, like watches and coffee.
Uh-huh.
But it's not going to be like last time, you know. And the issue
right.
being, we're still fledgling. We're still kind of ironing out some kinks. Geo's is bending over backwards for us. It's just we didn't have Like, and we've got Vegas going on too, so it's actually quite a few people that were actually going to come, like suppliers, and we're going to have some other. There's a watch wholesaler that works for, you know, Belgian Diamonds.
I've heard of them.
Well, they also have a wholesale watch company, and Andrew,
oh,
the
really?
Guy that, yeah, the guy that, well, you should ask him about it. His name's Sonu, is the owner of Belgium. They have a wholesale watch company, and Andrew was picking on me a little bit. He's my former VP, and he's a member of Oak Hill. And I was like, you know, you should come out to one of these events. He's like, no, I assure you those aren't my people. I'm like, fucking humble yourself, you asshole. These are your people.
Right.
And
maybe you should have him hosted at Oak Hill.
Exactly. And he's like, well, I'll start advertising it at Oak Hill. And, you know, I should probably call him. Watch, he invited some people. If that's the case, then the answer is we're gonna have to do it anyway.
Right.
But, so we're looking to have him send out a rep. There's a small, like a micro brand manufacturer. I'm trying to look it up real quick. Zach texts me all the time. So it begins with an M, something in Johnson & Co. or something. Really cool. Oh, H. Moser and Company?
Oh, yeah.
So they would send a...
Matter of fact, I just worked on one of those, a vintage one, from like the teens or 20s. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, they were talking about sending a rep out with some goods to do it.
Oh, okay.
We're getting enough things to do. It's just I feel like one every month was the ambitious salesman in me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where
yeah.
I think we really got to kind of keep it every other month, keep people excited about it, and then hopefully move to every month.
Right.
But,
well, you did one last month, right?
Yeah, we did one last month, and then I was all going on because we had a great turnout. I'm like, fuck, let's do it again. And then, I mean, we're putting together backdrops. We're going to do, like, some photo booth stuff and
nice.
Trying to come up with some cooler ways to engage. We're splitting it up. Like, if you're going to guest speak for us, we'd cover your dinner. But we're throwing together the concept of more of an afternoon with horology. Because
right.
What we would do, what we had been doing, is we meet up at GO's, we have a dinner, and then that's usually with, like, some core people or either that or the speaker. And then we
mm-hmm.
have the event for 2 hours, and then we have Vonnie's VIP lounge downstairs after that. So we were going
right.
to sell that as a package. Do you want to hang out with the guest speaker, the manufacturer, or whoever we have coming? You know, we'd sell a ticket for that.
Sure.
You know, so, and again, like, you met, I don't know if you've continued to stay in contact with Dave Bartkowski.
So, yeah, I did meet him. He did say he called me once about a repair on something, but nothing ever,
he's
followed through
there.
With anything like that.
But it'd be cool, like, again, like, you know, we'll have Cornell's there. They came to the last one. We're hoping that
yep.
they'll bring, like, new boutique. Because we also talk about, like, a lot, like, you know, gray market versus jewelry store versus authorized.
Oh, yeah.
Store, you know, and
which is a nice thing because my buddy Mike, he buys and sells higher-end stuff. That's his whole thing.
Right.
So
we
that would be a...
That'd be great. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
What's his last name? Mike...
His business name is Beal Watches, B-I-E-L.
Beal Watches, okay. But yeah, and I'm sure that you guys are like hand in glove.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I do all of his servicing. He actually, he was just in about an hour ago, and we were talking about it, and I was,
is
I asked him what he had
going
on.
Don't you guys have a red
What's
bar?
That?
Or what
I think he
line?
Runs it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think he runs the Red Bar out here.
Okay. I mean, that's the kind of guy we'd love to talk to because, again, we're not doing all together different things, but it is different in some capacity. Like, I was talking to a guy that runs the Atlanta Red Bar, and I saw photos,
uh-huh.
not to talk shit about him, but, like, I saw photos of the event. It was, like, literally watch meetup on a printout taped
yeah.
door, you know, and it's like... Like at a empty school or some weird space. Like this is we're trying to elevate the experience,
right?
You know, and I think Geo's provides all that. It's not just horology. Like we had a whiskey and a tequila tasting. We did. We'll have that every time. Like there's a guy that's really interested in watching. He's got buddies that want to come, and he's also a somm. So he's a sommelier, and like he's kind of reached the point of his career where he can just do whatever he wants. So he just pulls booze and goes, yeah, what do you guys want to do? You want to do this vineyard and this whiskey? Sure, no problem.
Wow.
It's free. You know, so, you know, I think this collaboration would be good. I'm really bummed. Now I'm even more bummed. I was like, no one said, yes, we're good. Let's move it. Literally just moved it this morning.
Oh, my God. Well, there's still time to move it back then.
All right. Yeah, let me talk to don't hold your breath, but let me try. I'm going to talk to him and be like, all right, well, let's see. Let's see if there's – again, I don't want you to have to come out for a cup of coffee. I feel like that'd be a lame drive. But you're more than welcome. I don't know what time it would be. But if you both wanted to come out, we're still going to meet up.
It being a Saturday, would it be like an evening thing like last time?
I could ask him. We haven't decided what time to do the coffee thing. So,
okay.
Because you'd have to have an evening.
Yeah.
You work.
That would be ideal.
Yeah.
Only because, you know, Saturdays I'm here at the shop. And
right.
You know, go home, see the kids for a few minutes, and then, you know, head out that way. And by the time I'm out there, it's probably already, you know, 5 o'clock.
Right. And
5:30, 6, something like that. So.
Right. And then, yeah, I don't want to waste your afternoon. God damn it. All right, Matt, I'm going to go talk to Zach. And I'm going to send you a diamond and finally some cash, okay?
All right, perfect.
So thanks, man. I really appreciate you.
No problem.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, bye.